Good morning to each of you. What a blessing to come and to gather as believers. Been thinking about that the past couple of days, how the privilege that we have to come together and to worship in freedom. And it's been a blessing. Alan just had a prayer, so I think we'll just start in here. A few thoughts I have were on sowing and reaping. So for an opening text, I'd like to turn to Galatians 6, and we'll read 7 through 9. Galatians 6. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Today, I guess I would just like for us to examine our lives. What are we planting and what are we reaping? So I would just like to read a couple verses here. As far as on reaping what we sow. So you don't have to turn to all of these. Galatians 3, 10 and 11. Sorry, Isaiah 3, 10 and 11. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat of the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. This is another verse that shows that the things we plant or the things we sow, we will reap. Obadiah 1:15. Should have had these marked, sorry. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. Then you turn to Matthew 16:27 yet. For the Son of Man shall come into the glory of his Father with his angels, and when he shall reward every man according to his works. This is Jesus speaking here. So there's a number of verses throughout the Bible, and there's more than this yet, but that teaches that what we sow, we will reap. It's pretty clear to us. So I'd like to move on here, but I would just want to for us to keep that in mind as we move on here. Let's turn to Matthew 7. We'll read 15 through 20. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. So, we can see here, Jesus is telling us that by the fruits that come from our lives, we can see whether they're good or bad. So, are we bringing forth good fruit or evil fruit? If we are continuously reaping bad fruit, that means we're sowing the wrong seeds. Matthew 13, we'll read 24 through 30. Here's Jesus is speaking to the people here in parables. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up, brought forth fruit. Then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow until a harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to be burned. To burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So I read over this, and verse 25 stood out to me. It says, but while men slept. Now to think, when I think of our lives, I just guess, think of it as a garden. Think of our lives as a garden. Each day we go about our lives, we're planting seeds in our garden. Are we actively planting and tending our garden? Or have we fallen asleep like the man here in this parable? And have we allowed the wicked one to come and sow tares or weeds in our garden? Have we grown lax and allowed other things to grow in our lives? Want us to think, what happens to your garden if you stop tending it? You don't go out there and plant or weed. What happens? If we let it go, weeds will overtake our garden. Is there things that need weeded out so that our garden can be fruitful? So this spring, before we were ready to plant our garden had big, tall weeds, and it was full of weeds. And we could have went and planted corn and beans and our stuff in there, and it wouldn't have produced any fruit because there was weeds that had overtaken the garden. So we needed to weed those out before anything would grow. We can't have an abundance of good fruit if there's weeds in our lives. Another thing I want us to look at is, I think we would all know or heard of what we call volunteer corn or oats or things that come up that weren't planted necessarily. A volunteer plant is something that looks like the real deal, yet never produces any fruit. It's a fake. It's not going to bring fruit in our lives. Do we have things in our lives that look good but will not bring forth good fruit? We need to weed them out to allow for things of value, things that will bring forth fruit, bring forth good fruit. As we read earlier, we are known by the fruit in our lives, and we will be rewarded by the fruit that comes from our lives, whether it's good or whether it's bad. I'd like to read Galatians 5, 19 through 26. Galatians 5, 19, and we'll go to the end of the chapter. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rivalings, and such like, of which I tell you before, I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another to envy, one another, envying one another. So we have a list of fruits here that are good, and we have a list of fruits here that are bad. I don't think either one is conclusive. There's many things we could add to each one of these. But so I guess my desire here is that we could examine our lives. Is there things that are hindering our potential? Have we fallen asleep, or have we grown lax in tending our garden? Are we allowing weeds to grow? Do we have things that look good but won't provide any fruit? And with that, maybe our garden isn't full of big weeds. Maybe it looks pretty clean, but maybe there's just a little weed or a couple little weeds. I thought of the verse where it says, consider the mustard seed. It is smallest among seeds, yet is greatest among herbs. Sometimes it's the small things that can hinder our lives. And I would just like us to examine our lives. And maybe it's not necessarily things that will hinder our lives as much, but maybe hinder the lives of our children in the future or other brothers in the church. So let's be actively planting. And when we see things that need weeded out of our lives, let's do that. Let's not go about our life with hindrances, but let us be active and caring for our gardens, and be looking for those things that we can improve and grow, and that we can be found faithful in the last day. So that's all I have. May God bless you.